Nowhere in the Northwest is drought more evident than on the Klamath River in southern Oregon and northern California. Scientists there say there's not enough cool water flowing, and a massive die-off of young Chinook salmon could happen any day now. Jess Burns from Here Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting took this look.
On a shallow side channel of the Klamath River, two U.S. Fish and Wildlife technicians scoop small fish out of a floating trap. The fish are carefully placed in 5-gallon buckets.
Well, these are Chinook salmon. We have a mix. There's suckers, which are native.
Biologist Steve Goff has been overseeing this operation on the Klamath River for 10 years.
We got a number of dead fish. Some of them are from disease. Some of them look like they've been ravaged by lamprey.
It's the disease Goff is worried about. More than half of the 3-inch-long salmon are either dead or showing signs of a serious infection from a microscopic parasite called C. shasta.
They were most likely infected and on their last fin floating in.
C. shasta is naturally present in major river systems throughout the Northwest. But this year, with low water flows from the ongoing western drought, the Klamath River has been like a tropical resort for the parasite, warm and lazy with a steady buffet of Chinook. Biologists warn that a fish kill is likely. June is critical for the young fish, says Alex Corum, a biologist with the Kurup tribe, which is also monitoring fish health on the Klamath.
What we really want is for them to get out of the river before it gets too warm, but some fish just aren't growing quickly enough for that to work out.
And the fish keep coming. In the past few weeks, a hatchery here released more than 5 million juvenile Chinook, the backbone of the Klamath salmon fishery. Biologists believe few will escape infection. More water would help the situation. But aside from rain, the only place that water could come from is here.
Well, we're standing at the Link River Dam.
Bureau of Reclamation Manager Therese O'Rourke Bradford walks along the low dam that controls water flow out of Upper Klamath Lake in Oregon.
Water is extremely restricted. It's restricted for the fish, whether it be the suckers or the salmon. It's extremely restricted for the irrigators.
The dam serves Klamath Project farmers, but because there's so little snowpack this year, growers are only slated to get about half the water they need. The Bureau is required to release a minimum average flow to keep fish alive, but when biologists requested additional water to help deal with the parasite, they were told there's just not enough, at least for now.
We are literally meeting every single day, talking about fish, talking about irrigation, talking about the needs every single day.
Meanwhile, with warmer weather coming and drought expected to continue, agencies downstream are planning for the worst.
In the event of a fish kill on the lower Klamath River, the Yurok tribe would be the lead.
On the breezy bank of the Klamath River tributary, Barry McCovey of Yurok Tribe Fisheries is training workers on how to respond to a mass die-off. Weighing on everyone's mind is the death of an estimated 70,000 adult Chinook in 2002. California Fish and Wildlife biologist Sarah Borak says everyone was blindsided by that fish kill. But this year, they're ready.
Now we can see it building from now. We have an idea. If we don't get water this year, we could be in a world of hurt again.
Of course, once a kill happens, no preparation in the world can bring those fish back. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Burns.